Self-hypnosis and placebos. The ultimate objective of self-hypnosis is to help you retrain your thinking for any number of ends. Whether you want to become more confident, to be more adept at speaking in public, or to give up a habit like smoking, self-hypnosis can potentially make a big difference. And the potential effects of self-hypnosis can be even more impressive when combined with the power of placebo. What is a placebo? A placebo is essentially any potent effect that results from the belief that you're doing something different. The most common example of this is the sugar pill, which is simply a pill that's made entirely from sugar with no active ingredients. Patients will take this pill, believing that it's some kind of medicine, and as a result, they'll often get better or see improvement despite the fact that there's nothing in it. Likewise, placebos can help people to get over addictions, to overcome phobias, to become more confident. Sounding familiar? How they work. But how can a pill made of sugar possibly result in someone becoming smarter, fighting an illness, or even combating psoriasis? Well, it's all to do with the power of the mind and specifically the impact of neurotransmitters and hormones. Simply, if you believe that you're getting worse, then you produce stress hormones like cortisol and norepinephrine, which actually tax your body and result in you getting worse. On the other hand, if you believe you're getting better, then you produce positive neurotransmitters like serotonin and endorphins, which will help strengthen the immune system and to fight pain. You'll sleep better, you'll be more optimistic, and you'll be less likely to focus on all the negative thoughts that get in the way. For something like confidence when speaking, a placebo gives you permission to forget your inner critic and to just be your best without second-guessing yourself. Surprise, surprise, this leads to better performance. This is also related to the law of attraction, which states that if you act a certain way, then you'll eventually become a certain way. For instance, if you believe that you're very successful and act as such, then eventually you'll be more successful. Why? Because your belief will make you act more confident. It will make you take more chances. It will even change the way you dress, and all that will help you to become successful eventually. There's only one caveat. You really need to believe in a placebo for it to work, which makes it remarkably difficult to placebo yourself, which is where self-hypnosis comes in.